Isn't it funny that neurodivergent people are often perceived as unusual or strange in some way in comparison to neurotypical people? But when you really stop and think about it, the neurotypical world is ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense at all in often, you know, ways that are really, really funny to me. Like, you really break it down, right? You really kind of take a step back, step outside of our social conditioning and look at the way that neurotypical society is structured and the things that people do and say. And it all becomes so absurd so quickly. Like, you strip back, like, for example, the world of work, right? We all get dressed up in our costumes, right? We wear our silly suits and ties and we go and sit in a big room and we have, like, meetings about, like, KPIs, which is just fucking shit that we made up, right? It just made up nonsense. And we all have to, like, enter into this, like, collective delusion that we're really passionate and, like, we really care about, like, sales targets or whatever. But we kind of know that we don't, right? We kind of all understand that we don't. But we all have to pretend. We all have to enter into this delusion and stick at it. And, like, we've got to ask each other these questions, right? We've got to make small talk with each other. And we've got to, like, talk about the weather. And, like, nobody cares. Nobody wants to talk about the weather. I maintain this, right? That nobody enjoys talking about the weather. We have to do it. We all agree we have to do it. We all kind of know, I think, that when we don't care. But we keep doing it. We insist that we do it, in fact. We were, again, all entering into this kind of collective delusion that we are interested in each other's perceptions about, like, what the weather's doing. And the more I think about this, the more things I notice, and the more I start to realize just how kind of absurd everything is. Like there's certain foods that you can't eat at certain times of day. Why not? We just decided that that's a breakfast food, and that's not meant to be eaten another time. No reason. It's just something we all decided at some point. And that one's even, like, culturally specific, right? If you go to Italy, there's certain types of coffee that you're not supposed to drink at certain times of the day. Why? We just decided it. We make it up. We just make up these rules, and then we get weirded out when people break them. But we've just made them up. It feels like the whole neurotypical world is kind of engaging in this pantomime, right? This elaborate pantomime with all these, like, roles that we have to play and all these scripts that we have to follow. And sometimes I get it, and sometimes I kind of engage in that and understand why it's there. But then there are other times where, like, I just have a moment, right, and I just step back a minute and I look in on it as a neurodivergent person kind of observing it. And it just looks so silly. It just all looks like it's such a silly waste of time and that we don't have to be doing it. Like, consider gender roles, for example, right? We've decided a set of things, right, that it is masculine to do these things and it is feminine to do these things. Again, these things are highly culturally specific. They're highly specific to, like, where you are in the world and what time frame you're living in and what kind of a person you are and things. But, like, they are ultimately just made up, right? We've just made them up. And we've all entered into this kind of collective agreement about these things. But, like, we don't have to. We don't have to do that. We can just not do that. We can just agree. And why wouldn't we just agree to just not do that, right? Why wouldn't we all just agree that we just do what you want, right? You don't need to follow these rules anymore. It just seems so silly to me that, like, as a man, I'm expected to do this performance of masculinity, and if I don't, then there are social consequences to that. But, like, it's just a game. Like, we don't have to. We could just stop. And similarly, there are all these rules about communication, like things that you should and shouldn't say and things that you should and shouldn't ask, depending on who you're talking to. And we don't have to do those things. Like, we'll just agree it's easier just to not do those things and just stop doing them. And life would seemingly, to me, become so much freer and so much less complicated. But instead, we make up these rules and then we all kind of collectively enter into this delusion and pretend, play act, that these rules don't exist, that this is just the natural order of things. But they don't have to be. It doesn't have to be. We can just ignore them. Why don't we? Let's just ignore them. Do what we want.